Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I had some garlic in the oven and was smoking because of the olive oil.
Why do you have garlic in the oven while we're doing a show?
Huh?
Why do you have garlic in the oven while we're doing a show?
I was just warming it up.
Because your ass was in the Zoom camera for like 10 minutes, and I just didn't need to see that.
I was twerking.
Like I said, we need to get back into the studio together once I get off this damn trip. 800-919-3776 is the number. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We're in hour number two. As we keep an eye on the Jets situation, everything they're doing, again, reports from Adam Schefter are they're closing in on a deal for Alan Lazard. Yeah, they could use a veteran wide receiver, a big target in the red zone, but he's also a favorite target of Aaron Rodgers, so we keep that in mind. And also, Shefty saying that keep an eye on Randall Cobb as well as somebody the Jets will be pursuing. And all the connections all make sense, right? So we all understand the game. Let's just sit back and watch it play out. In the meantime, the Giants have been busy somewhat trying to get their defense reset, realigned, adding some run stoppers, one in the interior line, but also in linebacker is Bobby Okereke. What do you think of that addition?
Yeah, Barsha Diamonds predicted that one yesterday, too. We knew that they would be in the running for probably one of the young linebackers. Because they didn't want to spend too much money on a guy like Bobby Wagner. I think it's a good move.
They gave him 40 mil.
Yeah, but that's Bobby Wagner was getting 10 mil. We don't know how much of that's funny money. How much is guaranteed?
I didn't see the guarantees yet.
Yeah. I mean, but listen, that's a good signing, right? You think about, you want some young guys that's going to grow within the system. They signed Jarrett Davis back as a veteran, mm-hmm. a guy they signed late that was a member of the Jets, was, signed him off the Lions practice squad. I think they're doing strategically what they need to do. So now they have a sideline to sideline. He filled in admirably for Darius Leonard last year, who was just had an injury riddled season, mm-hmm. and that upped his stock. It gave him the opportunity for people to see him in a different light. That was a pretty good defense for the Colts. So now they bring him in. So now they have to figure out how to go get another cornerback. I told you as well that Barsha Diamonds just doesn't work for the Jets. He also works for the Giants. You have to look at the fact that maybe a guy like Marcus Peters. Maybe a guy who's kind of made a lot of money. He signed a big deal, coming over from Kansas City to the to the Ravens. And, he may come on a team-friendly deal, but still a good deal, but a incentive-based, lace type of contract. And that would be perfect to kind of – you talk about when players like Aaron Rodgers, we're talking about him wanting to be around guys that makes him comfortable. Well, it goes that way with coordinators and coaches as well. Wink Martindale was the defense coordinator under the best years of Marcus Peters in Baltimore when they had one of the highest-ranking defenses. I think him coming over will kind of solidify the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Then they have to figure out it's tough, man, because I think they may have to trade a draft pick for a good top-notch receiver because not that many in the draft that's going to give you instant success. Mm-hmm. I understand that you got the young kid coming back from Kentucky. He's trying to come back from injury, trying to be healthy. You're probably going to lose. Rondale Robinson.
Yeah.
Sterling Shepard is pretty much going to be your Randall Cobb, a guy that mm-hmm. can work in the slot. That's a professional receiver, but at this point, he's been injured too much in his career. And even when not injured, Juju's a guy like Juju Smith-Schuster doesn't move the needle. They need a number one. So maybe they trade a fourth-round draft pick for a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, or maybe they go out there and they ask Arizona, well, okay, you got DeAndre Hopkins, and he's back healthy. Well, if you don't want to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins because you may want to try and keep one of the best receivers underneath on the roster, then how about Robbie Anderson? If not Robbie Anderson, then, because – I don't think they could be able to get a guy like Hollywood Brown because Hollywood Brown went for a first round draft pick. You know what I'm saying?
Your garlic's done.
Yeah, he went for a first round draft pick. You know
what
I'm saying?
Which is crazy.
So they're not gonna give a first round draft pick to get him back.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I would say go that route, get some good receiver play. But it's not that many options out there. Jacoby Myers, who was probably the best receiver there, only got $11 million a year. That's nothing. So you might have to get in the trade market because, you know, the cupboard's bare. This draft doesn't have the receivers that it had last year.
800-919-3776 is the number. All right, let's get back to calls on this. Jonathan is in the Bronx. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, how you guys doing? Barton Hahn, man, I like you guys, man. You guys always talk the truth. You guys keep it real. First time calling, I'm excited. I've been a Jets fan for 22 years, since I was 11 years old. Man, I am excited. I see the moves. Yes, technically we don't know that. Well, we do know that he's going to sign with all the moves going on. I just have to say, man, all the Giants haters, let us have this. Let us have this. You guys have been living in Eli's shadow. Even compare Daniel Jones now to Eli. It's over. It's done. You guys are rebuilding. We're going to have this. And on top of that, I just want to say I heard Elijah Moore or someone called this morning saying Elijah Moore should go because his father, Randall Cobb, is going.
Duh, that's so stupid.
I disagree with that.
That's so stupid.
Jeff Smith.
That's ridiculous.
Denzel Mims should go get something for Denzel Mims.
But Jonathan, you don't have to do
that. They're not going anywhere.
Cobb's not going to take somebody's
He's replacing Berrios.
Yeah.
That's why they got rid of Berrios.
Okay. That's why Berrios is going. Okay.
Yeah, and they got rid of Berrios for that. Elijah Moore, before he went into that, you know, the beef that he had with LaFleur, was one of the most promising slot receivers. Remember what he did his first year.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you guys. Someone called on the radio this morning and suggested that, so I just want to make sure that's not out there.
Don't listen, Jonathan. Don't listen to dumb people.
Yeah.
If you want to hear, talk to me. Like no. They're building around Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
Good.
To be clear, also, and Jonathan, thanks for the call. To be clear, it was a caller on that show. Right, it wasn't that they were saying it. It was a caller who.
Yeah, I was calling that caller dumper.
Yeah, the caller. Right. Just so you know, also the out of the $40 million that Okereke got from the Giants, $22 million is guaranteed. Just to make that clear. So you know, I mean, it's a decent deal. Some people think it's a bit of an overpay, but I think if you're the Giants and you're looking for a guy that, you know, look, he had 17 tackles against them last season. So
yeah,
you know, they saw it first and foremost that the guy covers a lot of ground. And again, against the run, he's really good. So, you know, like again, this is also to me, Wink Martindale, seeing his defense, and they just know, all right, these are the pieces I need.
They're bending up break, yeah. Like,
800-919-3776, Majid in New Jersey.
Hey, guys. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, before I make my point, would you allow me to just say one thing, guys? I love your introduction to your show, man. Every time I make sure I'm in my car or at home at 12 o'clock, man, and your introduction does something to me because I'm a big Rocky fan, number one. So the intro has something to do with Rocky.
How do you like Creed?
The way your intro is, man, it just turns me on, man. I just got to give you guys credit for that.
Appreciate it. It's all about positivity, right?
That's Alex Gresser right there. That's
the right mindset.
I wait for you guys to have your own TV show, man.
Well, we're working on it. Working on the TV side of things. So, something will come. And Ray Santiago gets the credit. He's the one that put that together all those years ago. We've added a little bit to it. We got Bart involved in it. But as Ray Santiago, one of the producers at the station, he built that himself and sent it to me and said, what do you think? And I was like, it's awesome. I love it. And we've been using it ever since.
Man, I love it, man. So my point is about the Jets. Now, I was introduced to the Jets at age 10. My dad, I'm from Jersey, by the way. I live 20 minutes from MetLife Stadium. My dad introduced me to the Jets. But when I started watching football, I became a Vikings fan. Mm-hmm. But I used to work at the Meadowlands, right? So I'm affiliated with the Jets. You know, I even played in the MetLife Stadium. But my thing is this. I hope Aaron Rodgers comes. But you know how they say it's so hard to play in New York. How the fans get it if you don't produce. Not saying he won't produce, but let's make it happen before we get too excited and get let down. You know, I'm looking for it. I go to Viking games from Jersey. If he comes, I'm going to cut half of my games in Minnesota, my home games in Minnesota, to come to the Jet game. I'm just saying to the fans. Let it happen.
So you know firsthand. You know firsthand how A.A. Ryan kicked that ass. So you already know. Like for the majority of his career, it was barbecue chicken there. Like so,
you
like
deal with him.
Listen, this is the thing. Like Jets need to be able to be. Jet fans need to be able to be happy. Like, nobody told Denver, calm down, Peyton Manning coming there off of neck surgery. I wouldn't be getting all excited.
Who told Tampa Bay to calm down? It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's at the end of the rope. No, it's just – I'll tell you what, Majid, I get what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. No, I get it.
You know.
I get it, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate the things you said about the show as well. Thank you. But I also feel like this is that fear of a franchise fan base that is used to bad things happening, that is used to their – you know, like it's – you almost never believe it when things go well. And I just feel like
it's like the Knicks trying to get a superstar. It's like the Knicks trying to get a superstar. Yes, yeah. They got Donathan. I mean, yes,
this is not
they
that.
Got Julius Randle. Yes, they got Brunson, but they missed out on Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah,
I mean, they missed out on a superstar. So, like, right. This would be a superstar.
This is a
superstar personality as well.
And
he's
it's
a character
all those things. It's what we demand in this city, which is stars, right? And star power. That's what we want. Give me a reason to spend all the money it costs to go to a freaking game.
Yep.
Give me a reason. Give me something to watch.
Oh, that's going
to
go up, too.
Oh, hell
yeah.
They
online right now. Get it early because once it's announced, the price – today's price is not yesterday's price. They hold up,
again.
Man. I hit reset. I hit refresh on my computer, and the ticket jumped up 15%. Hold up, Woody Wood. What the hell going on, man?
Before I even hit submit.
I didn't even log out.
Up again.
I didn't even log out.
800-919-3776. Chris is in the car. Chris, a Giants fan. Giants fans are hating on the Jets right now, and Jets fans, Chris.
Yeah, not all Giants fans are haters, man. I live in Sea Caucus, and I live in Ground Zero, and we waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come in, man, and set the city on fire.
I love
it. Expectations, man. Just think. That means the stadium's going to be hype every week. Giants in there with what they're doing, being able to build off of what they did last year, the Jets building off what they did last year. So businesses around the local bars, everything. Everybody's gonna win.
Oh, Chris was. I think Chris had us on speaker. For those listening, and we love our callers. As you know, we take tons of calls. We love talking to people during the day. That's just something Bart and I've always done. But the one thing we ask because of audio quality, it's not for any other reasons. Audio quality. You cannot call a sports talk radio show and be on speaker.
Yeah,
it's super awful audio, and we're not going to do that to our listeners. So just pick up the phone, put on earbuds, whatever it is that just gives us better quality, and then we can talk to you a little bit longer. Just keep that stuff in mind. You know, that's why we have to
turn your radio down.
When we
pick up, turn your radio down too, so it won't echo because you're going to hear a delay, and you're delayed. You don't realize you're delayed.
Yeah, that's the other part of it too, and it just sounds awful. So let's always focus on that. Part of it because we want it to sound the best it possibly can. You know, like when Bart's
we want the background.
Yeah, like we want the best audio possible.
Yeah, we want the that was clarity. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a good mic. You know what I'm
when
saying?
When the pizza rolls are ready, we all know.
They're pizza rollies.
But he doesn't share. So, Bart, before we get back to calls and everything else, can I share with you the experience I had yesterday?
Yes, please.
Because, all right, so obviously I was in L.A. for the weekend with the Knicks, 4 days in L.A., the Oscars was pretty cool. Like, actually, it was a great time to be in LA aside from the weather because like the Oscars were going on. So you see all these different stars and celebrities and stuff. And that's kind of cool. I ran into Aaron Rodgers, which was amazing. Like just the fact that we were in the same freaking place and bumped into each other was wild. But I had to eventually leave. So yesterday's show ends and I had to get to LAX. And it's like I'm hustling to LAX for what? To find out, of course, that the flight's delayed because that's just what happens. But let me ask you something. You've flown a lot. When is your back ever against the seat? Like, I mean, like, flat against the seat.
Yeah, you must have been flying Spirit or Frontier.
No, we were flying Delta.
Okay,
but,
Delta.
But I'm saying, when your back is flat against the seat on an airplane, it's –
That means you sit straight up.
Well, I'm saying because it's reclined.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you're flat back to
the
seat. Oh, yeah. Or when you take off. You know, you feel the G's against you and just you're flat. And it's momentarily. Do you ever feel it when you're on descent? No.
Because the G's are pulling you.
You're on descent, right? So we're supposed to be on approach into Portland. All of a sudden, my back is flat against the seat and I'm looking up. Mm. He bails out of the descent. And I mean, I'm not talking about a little, let me just climb out. Yo, we went straight up space shuttle. Like, yo, I'm telling you, everybody in the plane,
like,
just
yeah,
slam back against their seats. We all look. You're looking up, and you're feeling the forces against your body. You're just, and you hear the engines roaring. And you're going, I didn't know this was Virgin Atlantic to the moon.
Yeah,
I had no idea. Like, we're going to space.
We're going to see Bezos.
It was so. And people probably had this experience before, but it was like that. You know, whether it's like 3 or 4 seconds of your life,
I did that three or four seconds of your life,
where you stop for a moment and realize this might be it. And you know what I learned in those 3 or 4 seconds,
you got a lot
minutes,
of
whatever. I have not lived enough.
Oh, wait,
and I have not done enough.
Yeah,
and I have not been everything I want to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if anybody's ever had this experience. Maybe
it's like Central Intelligence. It's like
car
Central
accident.
Intelligence. It's like Central Intelligence where you act like the engines fell off. I want to have a baby American. See, that wasn't so hard, was it?
But it really, there's something about an experience like that that just, it hits you. And you, because some people say they're at peace, right? Yeah. And other people say, like, I you realize things. And that's when I realized, like, you know what? I haven't done anything. Like, I haven't, like, I'm not, like, and I just, the whole ride down, it was incredible clarity about I want to be a better person. I want to be more uplifting. I want to be more positive. Like, yeah, I don't like what I was thinking as I felt like we were going nose up into space, and who knows how we were coming down.
The upper
so that's
room.
Like, I don't know if anybody's had that experience before. But I did.
So you ready to go to Fiji and run naked on the beach like you always dream to do? You and
100%.
Wifey just butt naked.
Yep. Oh, wait till I get home.
New is Kylie. Oh, yeah.
I told her mental health day.
If I say, just in case as we get home tonight, let me make love to you like last time, baby.
I don't know if everybody's had that experience, but if you have, let me know. But I'm telling you, it was jarring.
Yeah,
like,
I've had one.
And how about so we're getting off the plane, and this is how he explains it. Because I saw it, and I was like, what was that?
They're like, yo, what the?
Yeah, and he looked at me, he's like, he goes, oh, well, one of the engines revved a little more than we needed it to, and it wasn't really a good way to so we just decided to pull out. I'm like, you didn't pull out, man. Like, this, like, listen, I've pulled out before. It ain't that aggressive.
you went Mission Impossible, bro.
Like, it was literally straight up. Never felt anything like that in my life.
Phrasing.
800-919. What did I say? 800-919-3776. Josh in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Good afternoon.
What's happening?
If I just want to make a just point. I can make a quick Knicks point later, right after.
Sure,
if you give me
sure.
A chance. So I think the I want the Giants fans to stop hating. Y'all mad y'all got a mediocre quarterback for a little minute. If he regresses next year, y'all are going to be highly upset. So just relax. Let us have our shine. The guy's not even signed yet, and y'all hating already. It's pathetic. And I think I called a few weeks ago, and I think to complete the trade also, I think Bakhtiari may be coming also, because I'm pretty sure that he's going to want out of there too. So he may try to force his way out of the out of Green Bay also.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because simply you can't have two aging high price. Dwayne Brown is coming back, right? And he played well for you. And then you're going to have another liability. And then you're going to have
Mekhi
Becton. Mekhi Becton as a liability too, a guy who can't stay healthy. You can't have – if you got three left tackles, four left tackles, you got none.
I forgot about Dwayne Brown. You're right. I forgot about Dwayne Brown.
What's the next point?
Go ahead with the next point.
So I got a way for us to get our superstar, and it's going to be funny. So all we got to do to get our superstar is that the Dallas Mavericks have to sign Kyrie Irving, because Luka's going to want out of there after that. There's no way that he's going to want to play with Kyrie. And the team's below 500 now, and then when they play together, it doesn't look good. They wind up signing Kyrie. And I think that's going to be it, because how he played with it, he's probably missing Brunson already. He's probably realized, like, yeah, this isn't it. And if they sign Kyrie, it's going to be detriment to the Dallas Mavericks, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's funny. And I'll tell you what else, too, Josh, is that what that does is help us set up what we're going in next, which is into audio files, because, you know, the situation in Dallas is not what they thought it would be. But when it comes to Knicks and chasing stars and everything like that, they are in a similar place to the Jets. they are a franchise you're looking at that you're used to seeing kind of like, you know, futzing around, always finding ways to just trip over themselves. They're not in that place anymore. That they look like, you could see the things are set up for them now. And the one thing that's missing is that star, is a star to really turn him into a true contender. They tried with Donovan Mitchell. That failed. But there's chances going forward. And Luka, that's down the road. But that doesn't mean that they can't just stay right now a building that credibility back as a franchise, which they've lost for many years. Building it back to a point where there are players who look and say, hey, by the way, they're playing a guy tonight in Damian Lillard, who is often admitted to thinking about going to New York. He has admitted to saying that if I was going anywhere, that's probably where I'd go because I'd want to see what that's all about. But he never did for two reasons. One, loyalty. Two, franchise was never in a place that he felt he can go there and have great success. Other people kind of warned him too, like, man, you go there, they're going to tear you apart.
Right.
But if you're built now as a something that is a stable team that, you know, is very competitive,
that'd be equivalent to what
now all of a sudden, right? Now all of a sudden, if you're a star, you're less apprehensive to go somewhere that has already had success. That people aren't asking you to be the savior. What they're looking for is, hey, can you take us to the promised land? That's a lot different than can you be the first piece of the puzzle. It's much better to be the last piece of the puzzle, and that's certainly what Aaron Rodgers is going to become.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
That's great.
That's one of the best samples ever made. And if the original of this, I think this is sped up or something of the original version.
Who did it? Sounds like some blues or some
so good.
Some Sinatra or something during the tap dancing days.
Yeah, I got to figure it out. I'll look it up. But this is so good. All right, 800-919-3776, of course, is the number. We'll get back to your calls. Knicks and the Blazers tonight. We'll get into that. Damian Lillard, Cam Reddish. A lot of side stories to this game tonight. Also, the Knicks trying to get a split of this road trip out to the West Coast before we head back and then really go downhill for the rest of the regular season into the playoffs. But before we get to all the rest of the news to get to and the Aaron Rodgers of it all, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
All right, let's see. Where do we begin? Let's begin. We've got some NBA for you. All right, so last night, it was actually a pretty good game for a minute, and it was the Warriors and the Suns in a, you know, again, a playoff game that, you know, as you're looking at it, you say to yourself, you know, this would be a great series. So, but it was a head-to-head matchup. Now, I'm trying to find the box score. That's why I'm stalling. It's what you do. You just kind of, like, say some stuff, put some words out there until you find. So the Warriors win the game 123-112. It was on national TV. Klay Thompson looks like he's getting it back, by the way. He had 38. He and Steph Curry were going splash brother mode. And at one point in this game, Curry hits a shot and then turns around and starts screaming to nobody, "This ain't 2014.
Oh,
he's adamant. This ain't 2014 anymore. Now, remember, he's going up against Chris Paul. So everybody's like, what the hell happened in 2014? And you look it up, and obviously it was a seven-game series. The young Warriors, before they were champions, they were beaten by Chris Paul's Clippers in a seven-game first-round matchup. Anything to get you motivated, right? So after the game, yeah. Chris Paul was asked about Steph Curry referencing 2014, and he was like us. He's like, I don't know what the hell happened. Take a listen.
Curious, the camera's caught Steph saying something to you about this isn't 2014 anymore, and I guess after he scored a layup on you.
I don't know what happened in 2014. Y'all tell me.
Y'all tell me. Well, we told you. Your team swept them, and then after that, they went on to become a sort of dynasty in this era. And so that was that. So I don't know why Curry does that stuff. Bart, did you just make up things to get you fired up for games sometimes?
Oh,
like
all the
create
time.
Ghosts just to give you extra motivation.
I was like Alvin Mack. What you say? You like the dude that raped my mama. I'm going to kill you, dog. I'm like, man, you don't even know your mama. I was like Alvin Mack. You like the guy that shot my brother. Ain't even got no brother.
You just found a reason, right? You just found a reason.
But listen, this is real facts, though, like because it probably was something that Chris Paul said back in the day, when you say the young players, like I told you, Warren Sapp said to me and some other players said some things, that it's nothing to them. They just talking, and you internalize it. You never forget it. And now the shoe's on the other foot where, you know, the Warriors are the dominant franchise, and Steph Curry is the first ballot Hall of Famer. Maybe not Chris Paul. You know what I mean? He'll be considered a better player than Chris Paul. So you hold on to those things, but be careful what you wish for because when Big Bro come, When I go get Stacy, when Stacy come, AKA the skinny Whitaker, because him and Forrest Whitaker got the same hair. Uh-huh. When skinny Whitaker come, then I want you to have all that smoke. I want you to have all that bravado.
He's not Forrest Whitaker. He's more Meadow.
Yeah, he's skinny Whitaker.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why maybe Curry is doing this is because it's setting up for a Suns-Warriors first-round matchup. They're the 4-5 right now in the standings. Now, still, anything can happen. The Clippers and the Warriors are tied in that fifth spot. But if it ends up being the 4-5 and it's the Suns and the Warriors, yeah, you know there'll be some referencing to that series way back when and how Chris Paul hadn't won a championship at that point. And the Clipper teams, those Clipper teams were great teams. Chris Paul still doesn't have a championship to this point. And Steph Curry has how many rings, Bart? Four.
Boom.
On his hands, yes. Meanwhile, one team that also won a championship are the Milwaukee Bucks, and they look like they could do it again. They look like that's a tough team. And they went into Sacramento, which is not an easy place to go win the way the Kings are playing. And they won that game, but it was a high-scoring, entertaining game. 133-124. The Bucks get the win. Giannis, 46 points. It's just so difficult to stop. So as he's dribbling out the clock, Trey Lyles, one of their reserve players, was just defending him a little bit and then bumped him and then gave him a little shove. Brook Lopez didn't like it.
Yeah, come on.
Brook Lopez is center for the Bucks, and Brook Lopez went over to Trey Lyles, had words with him, and the next thing you know, they're going at it. It got nasty. And Lopez is pointing and yelling things. And normally he's a pretty jovial, happy guy.
Yeah, but
in that case, he wasn't. So after the game, it's like, Brooke, what got into you? Mm-hmm.
The game was over. Giannis was dribbling out the clock. I don't know what that guy was doing. Messing with Giannis, doing too much. Like I said, game was already over. So I just wanted to go out there and protect my guy.
And that's his job. Even though Giannis should be big enough, you got a name like Greek Freak, nobody should be messing with you. Like you should have said, okay, I will hit you with a smack that you would think Zeus hit you with. You know what I mean? But that's what Brook Lopez's job is. He's supposed to be the enforcer. He's supposed to be the protector. Now, you think guys with personalities like Drew Holiday, people don't mess with him because people that's that quiet, like him and Marvin Harrison, are usually serial killers or would have been serial killers if they wouldn't have been professional athletes. So you don't mess with guys like that don't talk. and always got a smile on their face, even when you're talking trash to them. But Giannis is a guy that, you know, sometimes, like, remember when people used to kind of be extra physical with Blake Griffin? And you need somebody to be that protector. Like, yo, I ain't going to do nothing because if they lose me, it's going to hurt us. Brooke Lopez got to let him know, like, you mess with him, you mess with me. And I don't mind taking the L. I played long enough and made enough money that I can pay this fine. It's more important for me to let my brother know that ain't nobody going to mess with him on my block. It's like necessary roughness when he say, I won't let them harm you, Mr. Blake. It's one of those. I will smack the dog hell out. I will beat your ass until, like, it's overtime. They be like, Brooke, just let him go. No, I will choke the hell out of you. Don't you ever come after our star.
Oh, yeah. You think you're going to do this to the Greek freak?
Exactly. You don't do that to the Greek freak. And first of all, where was Lil Bro at? Lil Bro got to come off with the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, Thanasis, I don't know. I guess he was too far down on the bench, and you really, you know, he can't afford the fine.
If that's the case, you call timeout. Coach,
put
me in the game.
At some point, I'm sure he acted up. But you saw Lopez on the court.
Yeah.
When he was being pulled away, was talking to Giannis.
You really can't
move
him.
And he was saying, he's like, I got your back. They can't do that to you. I got your back. So it was just great to, like, I love his voice. He just has that unique voice. You know, it puts the lotion in the basket. Yeah. Like, he's got that voice. So
I would have called a timeout.
Get an explanation from him after that. But I'll tell you what, watch out for the Bucks. We've talked so much about the Celtics. We've talked so much. You know, what is it time for the Sixers? We've talked about the Suns getting KD, but I'm telling you right now, if you got some extra change in your pocket and you want to put down on odds, Milwaukee Bucks.
We gonna bet $500 tomorrow as a show, me and you. We're going to put $500 on the Bucks.
So you're going to put $500 down for both of us?
Yeah, I'm going to put $500 on the Bucks. Because people ain't talking about Ingles.
This trip cost me a lot of money.
Ingles is that dude. Like, yeah, he is the perfect complement to what they like to do, man.
This team,
like,
man.
They have a complete roster.
Yes,
and people forget that they push Boston all the way to the brink without Middleton.
And don't forget, they add Jay Crowder. And Crowder,
another goon, another 3-and-D guy.
Ingles and Crowder are both guys that live on the margins.
And Crowder should be well-rested.
Crowder is louder, but the two of them live on the margins. And guys don't like playing against dudes like that. All right, last but not least in audio files, one more NBA story for you, and it's not a good one. You heard the caller talking about it previously. The Kyrie era in Dallas has not gone well. And they lost again last night. They only scored 88 points. Now, they didn't have Luka. He's hurt. They didn't have Kyrie. He's a little banged up. And he's also... It's amazing that he took a day off after those videos. Remember the video that came out? We were playing that last.
Twitch.
And just like it was Kyrie going a little, you know, squirrely again. And now all of a sudden he's not playing. But they lose to the Grizzlies, who are without Ja Morant. And Ja Morant's story is also not getting better. It seems to be getting worse, and that's alarming. But they lose the game. So they are now – the Mavericks are now 5-9 since the trade. They are down to – they're back under 500 – 34-35, eighth in the West. And I mean, in the West, you're three losses away from dropping the hell out. Like, they are literally a half game or a full game from 12th. 12th. One game. So you got to be real careful where they are right now. But Jason Kidd is saying, you know, it's not so bad.
This is what we have. This is the cards we're dealt, just like anybody in this league. We got to play with the cards that we had tonight. And we played a good half of basketball with a young backcourt that's learning how to play the NBA game. And then just to put that in perspective against a very good defensive team. And so just understand, we're getting better. It's just a matter, can we be healthy in time to make a stretch run? And if we're not, that's just the season. No one's dying.
If not,
Kyrie and
it's
a Dallas
just the season.
Yeah.
No one's dying.
Say that to the players that played. My career may be dying.
Damn
it. And this is a crazy part, man. Like, they might be. We thought that the natural flip was going to be Kyrie to LA next year, but if they continue to win like this, or if they win and they go on a run, would you want Kyrie? Would you want to blow up that core, that new core that you beat for Kyrie? Will LeBron do that?
LeBron would. They're not winning a championship. They definitely would go for him.
But also,
he hasn't. Listen, Bart. He hasn't played since Wednesday.
Yeah.
He's got what they're saying is a sore right foot, and he hasn't played since Wednesday. And I remember he didn't play Wednesday. Then he had that video came out. Remember, that was the game against the Pelicans where fans were yelling at him. and he got real triggered, went on Twitch, went into his whole rant about things. Then originally it wasn't it practice because of personal reasons? And now all of a sudden it's a sore foot, which is why he's not playing. And listen, like, this is where they are right now. That's kind of scary. That is kind of scary.
Yeah, man.
That's audio files. We got some Diana Russini news here. You want to hear it?
Brosher Donaldson gave you everything, but go ahead.
So, we have Diana talking about it instead of just the tweet? Oh, okay. Let's add one more piece of then audio to audio files. We don't need the music. We'll just play this. Diana Russini with some extra reporting on the Aaron Rodgers situation with the Jets. Go.
Other players that Aaron Rodgers has on a list that he would like the New York Jets to look into. Not sure if that means that it has to be definite
right
in order for him to agree and say, yes, this is the trade that I want. But the New York Jets are doing the work to take a look at the landscape of these free agents and making sure that they line up with what Aaron Rodgers would like. But we're still waiting to hear that official word, right? He's got to tell the Green Bay Packers, I no longer want to play here, and I'd like to be traded to the New York Jets. And as of right now, we have not heard that. But the Jets, they remain hopeful that Aaron Rodgers is going to make that decision that he wants to be in New York.
Now, she tweeted that he provided this list of free agents that he'd like them to target.
Oh, God. Okay.
So she tweeted this.
I just saw it on 7-Eleven.com.
Okay. So this list includes names we've already heard. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb. It also includes Bart.
Yes.
Mercedes Lewis.
Yes. I said that a long time ago.
And?
Yeah. The blind bandit.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
There's the wish list. Go shopping, Joe Douglas. Come back to me when the kitchen is full.
Listen, Mercedes Lewis, I've been saying that because he'll come down on like a $2 million deal. But the thing is, they got the kid from Ohio State that they really like. They signed, they restructured Uzama.
Rucker, yeah.
But they re-signed Uzama, so they would have to maybe trade him, see if he's available in a trade somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Or, you know, and
but they'd have to know that they can get like Mercedes Lewis. Like, they'd have to know that.
Well, Mercedes Lewis, come on, man.
So is he just trying to basically
Do you know how old Mercedes Lewis is? Mercedes Lewis is older. Like, he made Justin Houston look like a rookie. Mercedes Lewis got to be like 36. This dude was playing with me and Jones Drew. I'm telling Mercedes Lewis, old as hell.
Higher, Bob.
36, 37?
Higher, Bob.
I told you, he'd been playing for 30, 40?
Well, not that old.
38.
38.
Crazy, son. Tell you, Mercedes Lewis is going
like. So he is trying to get his guys, right? From Green Bay.
But he said
so,
that
So he
already.
Has that insurance around him of people who know the system, so we're not learning on the fly. Because last year was about learning on the fly, and I'm sure that was a big part of the problem. Right, yeah, but, and he doesn't want to do that. I don't have a lot of time to waste. Get me my guys.
Yeah, and they'll teach the young guys, but guys like Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore is going to be staples. But when they're not in there, you know, we can go ahead and get Corey Davis up out of there. I'll put my guy in there, and you know, having a good tight end sitting there, you know, just think if you got Becton and Becton goes back to left tackle or whatever, you put Mercedes on the right side. That's like having another. That's like having two right tackles out there. That dude like 6'8".
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, you get to a certain place where you're like, I've been away for a week.
I bet you can't dunk right now.
No, a little heavy.
With them heavier marbles.
Little heavy.
Hey, phrasing!
776 is the number. Look, it's life, right? We can all relate. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Yo, man, there's another song with that beat in it. Check it out. Ray Parker Jr. with the group Radio, 1977.
Oh, that might be the original then.
No doubt.
That's the original. Okay. No.
I didn't know about that.
The original was you played the original.
Yeah, that's the original
sure. Remix. Yo, man, okay. I'm telling you right now, Han, you said something about mental health. I'm a mental health nurse. I've been a nurse for 25 years. You need those days, brother. You got to take those days off. And recharge. Well, your recharge is going to be a refuel when you get home, so that's a different story. But listen, yo, back to the SP plug. Yo, Han, you got to do the music, and Bart, you got to host it. End of story.
Let's do it.
Hey, yo, my radio. I don't think they're ready for that. That would be.
Yo, listen, I'm telling you, I'm putting the plug in for both of you. Okay. Anyway, yo, the cooler discussion this morning was the Knicks. You know, there's going to be a couple disgruntled, you know, superstars out there, and the Knicks. Yo, Alan, I'm telling you, we must have been drinking the same coffee this morning because I said the same thing about the Jets. The Jets and the Knicks are kind of like mirroring each other with what they're doing, putzing around, trying to figure out what they want to do. And here it is, you got a superstar that may want to come here. I'm still opposed to him coming because, you know, he wants a list of players he wants to play with and all the other stuff. He's going to have to deal with the drama, which is what he wants anyway. But he may be good for the team. I don't know, man. I think we're drinking the same Kool-Aid in the morning. But I'm on my plug for you guys. The Knicks are going to get something soon. Next year or so, I think something's going to happen.
Just
so
stay competitive. You know what I mean, Steve? Appreciate you, man. Drive safe. I mean, he's they're going to stay competitive, and then you just have to pounce like the Jets pounced when – Aaron Rodgers situation came up. Man, a couple of months ago, we had no idea. No idea that this would be a possibility, but it is, and you're set up to be a player in it, and the Knicks should be in that, should consider the same thing. And I can't tell you.
Dame Dollar can be that guy. Let Dame Dollar get his ass sent home. Are they in the playoff runnings right now?
No. I mean, they're sort of. I mean, everybody is in the West because everybody's kind of like all jumbled up. But they've fallen out big time. They're like 31-36 or something like that.
So at what point do the organization go to Dame and say that, man, we're not going to be able to get you competitive before, you know, you out of your prime, man. Like Mikal went to Kevin Garnett. Like, listen, we appreciate your loyalty, but the best thing you can do for us is to help us get assets and draft picks, man. And we want to see you win. Go win that title, man. Go win. Go be that guy. You deserve, your talent deserves to be on the biggest of stages. And it ain't the stage big enough or bigger than the Garden.
It might be too late. Because you don't know how, you know, like you have Brunson. I don't know how he fits.
Man, I don't care how. Listen.
I don't care. He's a high volume shot taker.
I don't care how Dame
in the
Dollar
back
fit.
Court. Like, I don't know with Brunson. Like, listen, I'm not about to just turn my back on Jalen Brunson. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know how that fit. I actually think Jimmy Butler would be a better fit.
Y'all better figure it out. Jimmy Butler ain't no star at this point.
Nah, but he still brings it. When he's motivated, he can still bring it.
I got you.
He still brings it.
But people out there, you want Dame Dollar. I don't care if they have.
Look,
I don't care
the guy
if people
as a
think
player. I just don't know if it's the right time or fit at this point.
I don't care if they feel like it's we can't say the word anymore, but little people wrestling like they used to have on WWE.
Oh, I'm not worried about the two small backcourt guys because we saw them. He had CJ McCollum and they were very successful. So I'm not. You can work around all that stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about shot volume.
Dame got to change his game.
He would dominate the ball. Like, I don't know if that's the move. Now, look, am I going to say no? I mean, I'm damn curious about it. But if I'm talking about what I would focus on, for the Knicks would be that three. I need the three. I need a Jimmy Butler. I mean, you keep an eye on other situations.
I gave Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant's going to get re-signed. Here's another guy that's here, by the way.
But he said he doesn't want to resign. They offered him a contract. He turned it down in Portland.
Yeah, but they've got to figure all stuff out there because that's why they moved on from Josh Hart, because Josh Hart they had to pay also. So I'm telling you, like it is an interesting situation. Now tonight's got all these different angles. You got Dame Lillard tonight, you've got the Jeremy Grant stuff, you have also Cam Reddish. So there's a lot that he had to say that you'll hear from. I will get to that, I promise. There's a lot of Aaron Rodgers things going on, so we're trying to keep everybody up to date on that.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.